Sure, and NPR.
WJFF, Jeffersonville.
Hello there, welcome. I'm Graham Rice here on Radio Catskill, bringing you an hour of British and Irish folk music, old and new. And today, I bring you a special edition of the show. It's been snowing in Pennsylvania and New York, and it's been snowing in Britain and Ireland too. So, in the first of a series of much more music editions of The Wagon Load, I bring you almost a whole show of songs about snow. I'll also be bringing you a special statement from our programme director, Jason Dole, about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Right then, songs about snow. This is Bob Fox and then Laura Marling in her folk singing days before she went a little popish. The month of January and then Goodbye England, covered in snow.
It was in the month of January, the hills were clad with snow. When all the fields and valleys, my love and I did go, it was there I met a pretty fair maid with a salt tear. As the winter's night, it pierced my heart with cold. Now the taller that the pine tree grows, the sweeter is the bark, and the fond that the young man speaks, all the falser is his heart. He'll kiss you, he'll embrace you, until he thinks he has you won. And then he'll go away and leave you all for another one. The leaves, they will all wither, branches, they'll all decay. And the beauty of that first true love, love times fade away.
So smart then, in your jacket and coat, my softest red scarf was warming your throat. Winter was on us at the end of my nose, and I never loved England more. But a friend of mine says it's good to hear that you believe in love, even if said in fear. Well, I'll hold you there, brother, and sit you straight. I only believe true love is frail and willing to break. I will come back here, bring me back when I'm old. I want you late, forever in the cold. I might be cold, but I'm just skin and bones, and I never love England more than when covered in snow. I wrote my name in your book, only God knows why. And I bet you that he cracked a smile. And I'm clearing all the crap out of my room, trying desperately to figure out what it is that makes me blue. And I wrote an epic letter to you, and it's 22 pages front and back, but it's too good to be used. And I tried to be a girl who likes, I'm too good for that. There's a mind under this hat, and I called them all and told them I've got to move. I'm out now, it's too hard. I'm on my own, it's too hard. Jacket and coat, my softest red scarf was warming your throat. Winter will leave us, left the end of my nose. But goodbye, old England, until next year.
In the month of January from Bob Fox, the album is Dreams Never Leave You, and then Goodbye England, Covered in Snow, an early single from Laura Marling. Right, next up on our Hour of Snow edition of the Michael Loader Monkeys on Radio Catskill, let's hear The Staves and then Jenny Sturgeon, Snow and then Frost and Snow.
Selfish, you are but a guest in my heart. Welcome for now, but soon must depart. Your Catherine wheel spinning its last. You'd speed past the hedgerows, I'd ask if it's okay if I smoke. You'd say it doesn't bother you, and you'd smile as I spoke. You're a little child losing his hope. And in the trappings of this silent snow, that fell overnight and won't let me go. Oh, I know that the shame is mine and the blame is my own to bear. Well, I don't think and I don't feel. A cold chill doesn't grip me yet. My chest is half empty, my mind a blank cassette. Tomorrow seems a dark, distant threat. And if I knew what had pushed you so far from my heart or my mind, or would it give you comfort or strength of some kind? Or would it give you peace as I leave you behind? Trappings of this silent snow that fell overnight and won't let me go. Oh, I know that the shame is mine and the blame is my own to bear.
Failing force.
First, three English sisters, The Staves, with some lovely harmonies on Snow from the album Dead and Born and Grown. And then from further north in Scotland, multi-instrumentalist and sound artist Jenny Sturgeon with Frost and Snow. The album is The Living Mountain. And the album was inspired by the book of the same name, which is about walking in the Scottish wilderness. Finally, in this first half of Snow Songs, let's hear some Swedish music. Now, we've heard Sofia Talvik on the Waggler before. She's from Sweden. And although this show, The Waggler Monkeys, is for British and Irish music, we don't have a Swedish folk music show here on Radio Catskill. So let's extend our airtime hospitality to mainland Europe. We'll hear A Memory of Snow. And then from one of the great folk bands of all, Pentangle, we'll hear Rain and Snow.
I remember in 1998, the snow was thick on the streets of Copenhagen. It was quiet, like the world had gone to sleep. The snow was thick on the streets of Copenhagen. I could have opened doors, I could have let you in, but our chances were just too slim. I remember it was really cold, the streets were thick with snow in Copenhagen. I was walking all alone through the quiet streets of Copenhagen. I could have opened doors, I could have let you in, but my patience had grown too slim. So I let it go, a memory of snow in those quiet streets of Copenhagen. Yeah, I know that it is something that has left them between the winter, more winter saga, more winter saga. Som det var igår, fast det gått många år sen vår vintersaga. Jag kunde öppnat upp, jag kunde släppt dig in, men min ensamhet, den var bara. The snow was thick on the
Raymond's gone.
Legendary and the Pretty New. First, A Memory of Snow from Sophia Talvik. The album is Wrapped in Paper. The snow was thick on the streets of Copenhagen. I could have opened doors, I could have let you in, but our chances were just too slim. And then we heard Rain and Snow from Pentangle. The album is Reflection. Right then, after the break here on the Waggle Load of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, part two of our Hour of Snow.
Hi there, I'm Angela Page. I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagon Load of Monkeys. So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan. And if you want to hear clever lyrics, memorable melodies, all wound around one theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
It's awards season in the world of British and Irish folk music, as much as everywhere else at the moment. So, next time on the Buggaloo of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, with tracks from all the contenders for the 2025 Folk Music Awards, and one or two of them will be telling us about their shortlisted albums. So, join me, please, for the shortlisted albums in the latest British and Irish Folk Music Awards on Sunday afternoon at 3. But before we return to the music, I bring you an important message from the Radio Catskill Program Director, Jason Dole.
We received some unsurprising news yesterday that the board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has officially voted to dissolve. Now, if you even know about the CPB, you may have thought that they were already gone after last year's defunding. They were still doing some work since then, shoring things up as best they could. And I think some folks thought that they might hold on as an organization and wait for a change of leadership in Washington. Well, they sent a statement yesterday explaining why that's not happening. And it was addressed to managers of public radio and television stations, but the news is so significant, the issues they raise are so important, and the support that listeners like you have shown us has been so amazing that the staff and I here at Radio Catskill think that it's important to share this with you. Here's what they sent us. Two public media station general managers and system leaders from Ruby Calvert, Chair, CPB Board of Directors, Patricia Harrison, President and CEO. Subject: dissolution of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It has been our great honor to serve as a CEO and as a board chair of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. From our perspectives, we have witnessed firsthand the important role public media plays locally and nationally in keeping our democracy strong. The Public Broadcasting Act created CPB as an independent entity to steward the federal government's investment in public broadcasting. This mission included achieving universal service in public media, the ability for all Americans, whether in rural communities or major cities, to access non-commercial, high-quality content and telecommunications services. CPB also supported public media programs and services that informed, educated, and enriched the public with a focus on content that addressed the needs of underserved audiences, especially children and minorities. CPB also invested in digital platforms and the distribution infrastructure that delivered public media and content and emergency alerts to local stations, ensuring that communities everywhere could rely on public media both in daily life and in moments of crisis. For decades, you have been the heart of public media. You have given voice to local stories that would otherwise go untold. You've provided children with educational programming that transforms lives. You have built trust through rigorous fact-based journalism. You've connected neighbors to one another and strengthened civic participation. Elections matter. The current administration entered office with a governing blueprint that continues to guide its actions, which included urging Congress to eliminate all federal appropriations for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Over the past year, CPB has faced sustained political and legal attacks from the administration, including efforts to terminate the CPB board and undermine the corporation's statutory independence, the cancellation of the Ready to Learn program, presidential executive orders attempting to direct CPB's operations, repeated interference with and freezing of the Next Generation Warning System grant program, and ultimately Congress's catastrophic decision to advance the administration's objective by rescinding $1.1 billion in already appropriated federal funding for CPB and public media through the Rescissions Act of 2025. We faced a choice between remaining dormant or shutting down operations. A dormant CPB would have remained vulnerable to continued political attacks, manipulation, and potential misuse in ways that could undermine our independence, the mission and principles of the Public Broadcasting Act, and the public media system we've all worked to build. Dormancy would also have required spending resources to sustain CPB operations, funds that could instead go to the system that is reeling from the loss of federal funds. After extensive deliberation, legal counsel, and input from public media leaders, past and present, the board decided to dissolve. This decision was made to protect you, your stations, and the integrity of public media, not to preserve our jobs or CPB itself at any cost. While Congress has chosen to eliminate appropriations for CPB, the legislative foundation that recognizes the value and necessity of public broadcasting remains intact. The Public Broadcasting Act of 1967 itself remains the law of the land. This act established the fundamental principles and legal framework for public broadcasting in America. This means the statutory mandate for a strong, independent public broadcasting system persists, even as the mechanism for federal funding has been removed. The principles enshrined in the act, editorial independence, localism, universal service, educational mission, and service to underserved communities remain as vital guideposts for the future of public media. We are all well aware about the profound challenge to public media due to the loss of CPB funding and federal funding. Many of you rely on CPB grants for critical operations, infrastructure, journalism and programming, and educational initiatives. Through our funding, CPB has always sought to augment the impact of the services that you provide to your communities. As CPB has been winding down operations, we have taken every possible step to support stations during this transition. Our final grants have focused on sustaining public media programming and services as effectively as possible. As one of our last grant actions, CPB will provide support to the American Archive of Public Broadcasting to continue digitizing and preserving content that documents our collective contributions to American society and culture. That work continues, and it matters now more than ever. The road forward will require resilience, innovation, and new approaches to sustaining your mission. We know that you and your teams have always risen to meet challenges, and we have confidence in your leadership. The public media system will endure because of your dedication and the unwavering support of your communities. While CPB's chapter is ending, the mission we have shared must live through your continued service. We are profoundly grateful for your partnership over the years. You've inspired us with your commitment to serving communities that too often go underserved. Your integrity and resilience have made public media one of the most trusted institutions in American life. Thank you for everything you do to serve your communities. With deep respect and gratitude, Patricia Harrison, President and CEO, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Ruby Calvert, Chair of the Board, Corporation for Public Broadcasting. End quote from their letter sent to us yesterday. I wanted to read all of that to you, not to be sad, not to be scared, and not because this is marking the end of an era. What I love about the statement that we just read, it's so clearly explaining the new era that we've already been in for months now. The CPB has actively decided not to wait around and continue to be a political punching bag because, as they so beautifully laid out there, although the nature of public radio has changed, although the funding of public radio has gone away, after more than a half century of dedicated, reliable, and accurate informational services to the American public, the mission of public radio remains. And I wanted to share that with you because all of the encouragement in it that's directed at station staff, it might as well be directed at you because you're part of the team too. You're part of this mission. And your support during this maddening moment in American history has meant so, so much to all of us here on air and behind the scenes at Radio Catskill. And we all just want to thank you again so much for standing with us.
That was Radio Catskill Program Director Jason Dole with an important message about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Right then, back to our Hour of Snow. Let's start with Las Vegas.
Graveyard keeps murmuring death. Too much time hobbles thoughts and heads. Now I'm compelled to care about my future going nowhere. As I stand here all alone in the cold, wondering where I'm going to. Then I snow. Now I'm okay. The ringing from the bells keeps screaming out love. A snow fell from heavens above. Directionless no more. Emptiness no more. Now I don't feel so warm. Now I'm okay.
Now there's a song, A Snowflake Fell and It Felt Like a Kiss, from the Scottish band Glas Vegas. It's another about which we could debate the folkiness, but it's undoubtedly a lovely snow song. Now, Brass Monkeys. I've had another query about Brass Monkeys. We had one a few years back, I think. Brass Monkeys and the slightly baffling old English expression, cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey. What does it mean? Well, first thing, it's not at all rude. It is said to date back to the British Navy's days of sail and the cannons that lined the sides of the warships. Each cannon fired a single iron cannonball, and alongside each gun was a rack that held a supply of six balls. The rack was called a monkey because it was sometimes cast in the shape of a monkey and it was made of brass. But it is said that in very cold weather, the brass of the monkey and the iron of the cannonball contracted at different rates in the cold, which led to the balls falling off. Or at least that's what I was told at school. A quick check over at Wikipedia reveals that the story is a complete lie. Cannonballs never stall on the deck, as in the pitch and toss of the sea, the cannonballs would fall off the monkey and roll all over the place. So there we have it. Or perhaps we don't. However, back in the 1980s and 1990s, there was a splendid band called Brass Monkey. So, now's the time to hear them. This is The Maid and the Palmer, followed by the Rose Lawn Quadrille.
Oh, the maid went down to the well for to wash, and the dew fell down from her snow-white flesh, and the dew fell down from her snow-white flesh. The sun shines down so early. And as she washed, and as she rang, she hung a mout on the hazel wand. She hung a mout on the hazel wand, when by there come a palmer man. Oh, Godspeed you, old man, she cries, Godspeed you, you fair pretty maid, Godspeed you, my pretty fair maid, the sun shines down so early. Have you got a cup, have you got a can, can you give a drink to a palmer man, can you give a drink to a palmer man, as the sun shines down so early. Thank you.
no cup, and I've no can, and I cannot give a drink to a farmer man, cannot give a drink to a farmer man. The sun shines down so early. Lie, 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 you are forsworn, for if your true love came from Rome, and a cup, a can you'd find for him, the sun shines down so early. Now she swore by God and the good Saint John, true love she'd had never the one, true love she'd had never the one, the sun shines down so early. Lie, lie, you are forsworn, nine children you have born, nine children you have born, the sun shines down so early. Oh, there's three of them lying under your bed head, three of them under a half our lay, three of them under a half our lay, the sun shines down so early. Three more laying on yonder green count, fair maid, for that makes nine. Count, fair maid, for that makes nine. The sun shines down so early.
That was Brass Monkey with The Maid and the Palmer and then the Rose Lawn Quadrille. The album is The Complete Brass Monkey. And as we can tell from this extraordinary lineup, Brass Monkey were one of the pioneers of introducing brass into folk music. They were Martin Carthy on guitar and vocals, John Kirkpatrick on concertina, melodeon and vocals, Howard Evans on trumpet, flugelhorn and vocals, Martin Brinsford on saxophone, mouth organ and percussion, and Roger Williams on trombone. Excellent. Brass Monkey, an intriguing story. We do like a bit of a diversion here on The Wagon Load. Next up, some brassy fiddle playing from Rosie Hodgson. This is Footsteps in the Snow. Footsteps in the Snow from Rosie Hodgson. The album is Rise Aurora. Okay, let's round off our hour of snow with two more snow songs. First, The Snow Hare, and then Snow Walking.
The hare turns white as the year turns black. Oh, the rain is falling. The hare turns white as the year turns black. Oh, the dark is rising. By the loch of the birds he hunkers down in the heather. He waits for the veil of snow to come and cover him over. The snow hare hides in the mountain moss.
Oh, the sleet is falling, the snow here hides in the mountain moss. Oh, the dark is rising, by the cairn of the goose he hunkers down in the heather. He longs for the veil of snow to come and cover him over. But here he waits on the highest still, but the snow is no more falling. Here he waits on the highest still. Oh, the dark is rising, by the rock of the stack he shelters in from the weather. He prays for the veil of snow to come and cover him over.
We walk along by deep snowdrifts hand in hand, though we never hear a sound. Our boots laid softly, muffled down of blanket snow, a treasure map of all that comes and goes, illuminated. Wonder at the darkest hour, see 4 miles, the thin shell of the moon throwing shadows. Lightsome heart glimmers in the blue, brightening the night. This time is ours. Silken flakes parachuting down, a distant tawny call. The forest echoes, safety in knowing you are here, softening the cold, wordless sun. Fast asleep, the sighing wind is still. Hope settles in the dark. The night is ours. We are the only, only
Spell Songs is a band originally formed to take a book on tour. The book is The Lost Words by Robert McFarlane and is illustrated by Jackie Morris. And the Lost Words are 20 words for familiar natural objects that are fading from use. A band was put together to tour the songs inspired by the book, and Jackie Morris illustrated the book live with her work projected on a screen at each show as she created it. The band is a fine collection of singers and singer-songwriters: Corinne Polwart, Julie Fowlis, Saku Keita, Chris Jeeva, Rachel Newton, Beth Porter and Jim Molyneux. Anyway, we heard The Snow Hare. And then we heard Snow Walking from Salt House. The album is Scarrow. Right then, we're playing out with Snow on the Island from Lunasa. Thank you for joining me today for an hour of snow. Next week, we'll be hearing music from contenders of the 2025 Folk Album of the Year competition. That's it. Thanks for listening. Be good to yourselves, be good to your friends and neighbours. Drive like a jackass, especially in the snow. And please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures. Bye now.
This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole with the forecast. A winter weather advisory is in effect for our listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. A second wave of snow today may enter the region, possibly bringing an additional couple of inches of snow between late this afternoon and early tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions. After the snow, even colder air returns, overnight low of 12 tonight, with lows in the single digits the next two nights. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Van Gorder's Furniture, featuring Lodge and Adirondack styles, as well as rustic collections. With showrooms in Lake Wallenpaupack, downtown Honesdale, and Milford, PA, Van Gorder's Furniture brings the outdoors inside. More at vangorders.com. From the Community Foundation of Orange & Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, CFOSNY.org, and from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Progressive voices of conscience have long arisen in faith communities. Martin Luther King, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, the Episcopal Bishop of Washington, Marion Buddy, and Reverend Raphael Warnock, current U.S. Senator from Georgia. We'll explore the spiritual impulse for social change. I'm David Freudberg. Join us for Humankind.
Hear this special as part of MLK Day, tomorrow night at 7 on Radio Catskill.
Looking for things to do? Check out Radio Catskill's community calendar. Find out what's happening or submit your own event. The community calendar at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.